we can resolve this. We can take a break. We can approach it when we're both patient. We can agree to disagree. You know, it's not about the win. It's about sure the relationship is intact and healthy.
And I'm also lucky that I've had the opportunity to be in the presence of my daughters who could see how I was acting out in a conflict or whatever, and actually hold space for me and say, you know, we noticed that you do this, you know? And I just didn't, I just never until really now that we're having this, this topic come up, that I would probably be able to reflect on it a little healthier. Because I was at first when, especially you have someone, a young, you have two young women who are pointing a flaw, what I perceive as a flaw. The masculine sees it as a flaw. I'm being called out. It's a flaw. But when they hold that space for me, I'm able to be like, take 5 minutes and come back and say, you're right. I was doing that. You know, and I know a lot of people don't have the benefit of having these alternate perspectives that, you know, are, it's just, it's a very, it's a very insightful way to learn, is like in application when it's happening. And, but even when it's told, like, I really feel that, how dare you, you know, and where's that come from? That comes from my just constructs that I've seen in TV, what I've seen in the media, what I've seen growing up is you don't tell a male, you don't tell a man, blah, 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 blah.
That's the wounding talking.